LANYAP, a little something extra, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM.
I'm Bob Lennox. Our guest this morning on LANYAP, Kent Follett, with Rustin, and of course, the North Central Louisiana Arts Council, the Holiday Arts Tour that's going to be happening November 6th through the 8th. And Rustin, Kent, thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, I'm glad to be here, Bob.
All right. So the Holiday Arts Tour, we were speaking a little bit before we went to air about some of the background, how the tour came about.
Well, you know, Bob, I set my studio up here 30 years ago. I went to school at Tech and grew up in New Orleans and married a local girl, and she drugged me back to Lincoln Parish, and she said, you can make pottery, and you don't have to teach school anymore. I was teaching college. So I built me a studio way out in the country, and it's not that far anymore. Rustin's kind of grown towards us. We're about 4 miles out on the Farmville Highway. But I opened a studio up, and I was surprised. All these people came out to see what we were doing, and we had a little showroom, and people bought Christmas presents from us. So from there, it slowly grew, and we noticed all the other artists around the community, and we started an arts council, the North Central Louisiana Arts Council. And one of their main projects every year is to have a studio tour. And we open up the studios in Lincoln Parish to everybody that would like to come over and visit and tour.
Okay. The tour is going to be Friday from 6 till 8, then Saturday and Sunday 10 to 5. A lot of folks involved in this in downtown Rustin, correct?
Well, you know, the main gist of it's in downtown Rustin. My wife Libby and I decided that we'd start ours at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon for a wine and cheese tasting, and then shut it down at 6, and then come downtown to celebrate with all the other artists. There are going to be any place that there's a place to hang a painting in downtown Rustin, or put up a piece of sculpture or glass or handmade pottery. We've opened up all sorts of venues down here, everywhere from the Sundown Tavern to the Frothy Monkey to Crescent City. Lewis's, any place in town. If you can get to downtown Rustin and park your car, there'll be studio tour maps around, and just follow the crowd. It's a crawl. It's fun.
All right. You know, we were talking about the construction going on in downtown Rustin. It's not really going to be an exhibit, but there is obviously a way to work around things and be able to reach all the locations on the tour, correct?
Hey, Bob, I mean, you're in downtown Rustin. This is not New York City.
Yeah.
We've torn up two or three city blocks, which are short city blocks, and I guarantee you can get around them, and that's just half the fun.
All right. Well, tell us about some of the things that folks will see. You know, is pottery, you know, art. What are some of the other?
Well, you know, out at our studio, we represent probably about 50 artists from all over the United States. I have four apprentices that work with me at the studio that are learning the craft of being potters. They will have their work out there, plus we have the 50 artists from all over the United States. We have glass and jewelry and my pottery, which we show to probably 200 galleries, and show in 200 galleries across the United States. In downtown Rustin, we're going to have some of the faculty from Tech with their work available to look at. We're going to have some of the graduates from the arts departments around the area. They'll be paintings and printmaking, and there'll be handcrafted jewelry. Diane Springer is going to have her glass beads available to look at. Just wonderful glass beads. Jack Lewis's jewelry will be out at our studio. There'll be some music venues to listen to. It's just a wonderful time. Just come over and and enjoy Rustin. You know, Rustin's a great place if there's not an art studio tour going on. But this way, you can stop and have a little something to eat, and see the art, and visit with the artists, meet somebody new.
I'm sure with young attendees, some artists there in Rustin, especially during the art tour, take a few moments, give them a few helpful hints, maybe some advice with aspiring to do works of their own.
Well, you know, that's a really good thing, too, because if you're interested in being an artist, and age is not a relevant thing. I've seen young people that came and talked to us before that are now exhibiting in the tour to the people that are retired or want to change in their life. This is an opportunity to go and meet somebody who's actually doing what they want to do and see that it's not an insurmountable mountain to climb. It's a doable deal.
All right. Speaking this morning with Kent Follett, our guest with the North Central Louisiana Arts Council. The holiday tour coming up in Ruston this weekend. Kent, tell me, what do people enjoy most about the tour?
Well, they really enjoy most about coming out to Follett Pottery Studio. We've got one of the most unique location destinations in town, and I personally think we're the highlight. Come on out and see me, see my studio, see all the artists that we have, and just enjoy it. The weather's going to be beautiful, and tomorrow afternoon from 3 to 6, we'll be having wine and cheese at Follett's, and then go downtown, enjoy the nightlife in Ruston.
All right. Of course, they've got the website, nclarts.org, that folks can go online, find out more about that.
Or they can call Follett Pottery. We're 251-1310, and we'll tell them how to get there. That's 251-1310.
All right. Well, Kent, any other folks that they can get in touch with if they find out more information?
Well, they can call the North Central Louisiana Arts Council, and that's 255-1450. And there'll be somebody down there all day today and all during the tour, and they'll be open if they want to visit the Arts Center.
All right. Kent Follett, thanks for joining us this morning on Land Yap, and looking forward to the Holiday Arts Tour this weekend.
Well, we'll see you tomorrow afternoon, Bob, about 3 o'clock. We're going to have wine and cheese in them. We know how you like that.
All right. Thanks again, Kent.
Come and see me, Bob.
All right.
Bye.
You've been listening to Land Yap, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM. The views expressed on the program may not necessarily reflect the views of KEDM or the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Land Yap is produced at the studios of KEDM.